Ramayana, Part 2, Chapter 4, We Shall Bring Ram Back. Scene 2, Shatrughna Castigates Mantara. As they walked, Shatrughna spoke to Bharat. How strange it is! The mighty Ram stands exiled by the words of a woman. I cannot understand why Lakshman did not forcibly restrain the king, seeing him to be straying from the path of righteousness. Shatrughna was mystified that such an injustice could have taken place. How did Ram allow himself to be sent away, thus causing his father's death? What sin had that powerful and virtuous prince ever committed? Had he been present, Shatrughna would surely have intervened. Kaikeyi and her evil maid would have been checked and severely rebuked. Rebuked for their unforgivable behavior. As Shatrughna thought in this way, they arrived at the king's palace, and they saw Mantara at the gate. She was wearing costly garments and adorned with jeweled ornaments. Seeing the two princes, she gasped and shrank back. But immediately the doorkeeper seized her and dragged her to the princes, saying, "Here is the cruel wretch who is responsible for the exile of our beloved lord. Do with her what you will." Shatrughna became inflamed and took hold of Mantara. Pulling her into the palace, he spoke in front of the many other maidservants who were standing there. "This wicked one shall now reap the fruits of her evil deeds. She has brought acute and unbearable pain to everyone in this house, as well as to all the citizens of Ayodhya. Watch now as I punish her." Mantara shrieked loudly, being held tightly by Shatrughna. All her female companions ran away in different directions, fearful that the enraged Shatrughna would also turn on them. The prince dragged Mantara violently across the floor, and her ornaments broke and scattered on the blue marble floor like so many stars in the sky. Kaikeyi heard her servant screaming and came quickly to help her. Seeing her, Shatrughna began rebuking her with harsh words. Kaikeyi was pained by Shatrughna's sharp words and ran to Bharat for protection. Bharat moved away from his mother and spoke to the furious Shatrughna. "Even when sinful, women should never be slain. You should therefore forgive this maidservant. Indeed, I would have slain my own mother if the eternal moral law did not forbid it. And certainly such an act would never be pleasing to our brother Ram. He would never speak with us again if he heard that we killed this woman." Hearing Bharat's admonition, Shatrughna released Mantara, and she fell almost unconscious to the floor. Kaikeyi raised her up, and Mantara wailed piteously, her clothes and hair in disarray. Kaikeyi looked fearfully at Shatrughna and gently calmed her servant. Although Mantara had brought about a terrible calamity in Kaikeyi's life, the queen felt no anger towards her. Her son's severe reaction had made Kaikeyi thoughtful. She remembered her husband's words when she had asked for the boons. he had been right. She had always loved Ram like her own son. What had possessed her so that she had desired his exile? Kaikeyi considered it the work of all-powerful providence. Mantara could not be blamed. She was only an instrument in the hands of destiny. Thinking of Ram and feeling she had done him a great injustice, Kaikeyi watched in silence as Bharat and Shatrughna departed. Jai Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Jai Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Jai Jai Ram.